हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे, जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। आचार्य शोधित श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदशत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरिष्ठ ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण श्याम कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। नित्य गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड वर्ल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौराम गौर। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 15, Description of Mystic Yoga Perfections, Text Number 26. यथा संकल्पयेत् बुद्ध्या यदा वा मत्परः पुमान् मयि सत्ते मनोयुञ्जन्स् तथा तत् समुपाश्नुते। यथा संकल्पयेत् बुद्ध्या यदा वा मत्परः पुमान् मयि सत्ते मनोयुञ्जन्स् तथा तत् समुपाश्नुते। यथा संकल्पयेत् बुद्ध्या यदा वा मत्परः पुमान् मयि सत्ते मनोयुञ्जन् तथा तत् समुपाश्नुते। माताजी, वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग, यथा बाय विच मीन्स संकल्पये, वन मे डिटरमाइन और रिजॉल्व, बुद्ध्या बाय द माइंड, यदा when, va or, matpara having faith in me, puman the yogi, mai in me, satte whose desire always becomes the truth. Maha, actually it should be mana, mana the mind, yunchan absorbing, Tatha, by that means. Tat, that very purpose. Samupashnute, he obtains. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: a yogi who has faith in me, absorbing his mind in me, and knowing that my purpose is always fulfilled, will always achieve his purpose by the very means he has determined to follow. Purport: in this word, in this verse, the word yada, whenever, indicates that by the mystic power called yatha sankalpa samsiddhi, one will achieve one's objective even if one pursues it at an inauspicious time. Lord Krishna is called Satya Sankalpa, or he whose desire, intention, purpose or resolve always comes to pass. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that one should be determined to revive one's lost relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna through the infallible means of devotional service, which can be executed at any time or in any place. There are many books giving proper guidance for achieving Lord Krishna, and the following are mentioned: Srila Jiva Goswami's Sankalpa Kalpa Vruksha, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Sri Govinda Lilamrit, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti's Sri Krishna Bhavanamrut and Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sri Gauranga Smarana Mangala. In the modern age, His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has given us over 60 large volumes of transcendental literature, which can fix us firmly on the path back home, back to Godhead. Our sankalpa or determination should be practical and not useless. We should resolve to make a permanent solution to the problems of life by going back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Krupa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitana Pavani Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Kaurabhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, of you want to come a little closer, there are many people can come more closer. Hare Krishna. So in this verse, Lord Krishna is explaining, a yogi who has faith in me, absorbing his mind in me, and knowing that my purpose is always fulfilled, will always achieve his purpose by the very means he has determined to follow. So here Lord Krishna is continuing to explain to Uddhava the various processes of mystic yoga. And here the Lord's name is mentioned as Satya Sankalpa. That means he whose desire, intention, purpose or resolve always comes to pass. So here Lord Krishna is giving assurance to Uddhava in these verses. He has explained so many various types of mystic perfections in previous verses, and sometimes we may get attracted by such kind of mystic perfections. We may think that, okay, even if I may get something, one of that, maybe I can perform better devotional service. That may be our aspiration. But here, after explaining that, Lord Krishna goes beyond that. And he explains that how the devotional service is more superior, more powerful. And in fact, at one time, Lord Krishna has given assurance to Uddhava. He has explained that your this birth is the last birth in this material world. Lord Krishna is personally explaining that to Uddhava. In fact, Uddhava, when he understood that Lord Krishna is going to leave this material world, he is leaving this planet, he wanted to follow Lord Krishna. He did not want to remain in this material world. Because he saw that without Lord Krishna there is no purpose in living in this material world. Because he was so much attached to Lord Krishna. Right from his birth, we saw last time that how even at his young age, when he was almost 4 to 5 years of his age, he was so much attached to worshipping Lord Krishna that he forgot to take his breakfast. So that was the attachment. When he grew, his devotional service did not minimize. It continued to grow, in fact. He went through various phases of his life. And even at his late age, he was quite old now. And Srila Shukadeva Goswami explains that his service attitude did not slacken even in the old age. Sometimes we may go through various challenges in our life. And devotional service becomes the last priority. We may think that why this? First let me resolve this problem, material problem, and then I will peacefully chant. But it is not like that. The problems of this material world will not stop. One has to become more focused in devotional service. And as today's day, the first day of the year, right? Everyone is celebrating Happy New Year, right? And so many things are stored in this year, you know. So sports people, they will think in terms of sports. Business people will think in terms of business, how I can expand business in this year. And in our country, the most awaited and most difficult question, kaun jeetega? Which party will win? Sports also, World Cup and so many things are stored in this. And there are so many ways the material world is trying to keep everyone busy, right? Material energy wants everyone should be busy serving material energy, become more attached to the things of this material world. And Kali Yuga is not going to stop. Every year Kali Yuga's influence is going to increase more and more. And we can see that even to celebrate the new year, so many sinful activities must have been committed. So many gallons of water, red water, must have been consumed. So that's the beginning. And it is not that Kali Yuga is going to stop. That okay, now you have taken enough, so we'll excuse you. No, it is not going to happen. The more you consume, the more it is going to increase. So drinking, meat eating and all these things are increasing. Almost every town and village is going, penetrating everywhere. And we are hoping that Lord Chaitanya's mercy should go every town and village. Devotees also should plan how to reach out. It's not that automatically it is going to happen. Devotees have to really struggle. And we can see that how this influence has increased within last few years. In the beginning when we just came in the moment, we saw that one devotee would go out in some remote village, start a center and make many devotees and spread a Krishna consciousness. That was the power of the devotee. And people were also were quite submissive to hear the message. And now what happens? Now it may take the efforts of many devotees to turn one person towards Krishna consciousness. That is the difference. Previously one devotee would go and make many devotees. And now many devotees have to struggle to make one person favorable to Krishna consciousness. So that's how it is spreading. And few days before, our Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu was explaining that how social media is occupying our space in our life. Slowly, slowly it increases. So where is the space for God in our life? We have to create space for God. And if you are not determined to give priority to Krishna consciousness, to our regulative devotional activities, then what will happen? The material energy will take that space and it will affect us more and more. So therefore, here Lord Krishna is explaining that process by which one can attain to Him, one can reach to Him. And how it is possible, He is explaining that a yogi who has faith in Me, absorbing his mind in Me. When we absorb our mind in thinking of Lord Krishna, then we will attain to that state. Lord Krishna is giving this science. Because ultimately, whatever we think, whatever we desire, we will achieve that. Whether it is material or spiritual. Sooner or later. Because that is our consciousness. If our consciousness is filled with material desires, then we will achieve those desires. Even after coming to Krishna consciousness, if you are not careful to give up those material thoughts, then the process will act very slowly. Because as long as our material desires are not fulfilled, we cannot make progress and we cannot fully absorb our mind in thinking of Lord Krishna. And therefore it is also explained that it is also an offense to maintain material attachment even after hearing so much about Krishna consciousness. So therefore, one has to become more focused in thinking about Lord Krishna. And there are so many topics discussed in Bhagavatam which should help us to become more absorbed. It should be our regular practice to hear Bhagavatam. Our Gauranga Prabhu explains that it is not a question of time. It is a question of taste. Whether we want to hear Bhagavatam, we want to read Bhagavatam, sometimes we may say, I don't have time to read Bhagavatam, I am so busy. But we take out time for so many things. Checking out voice messages. So many times we take out time for doing so many things because we have some taste for that. So similarly, if we have taste for hearing Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavatam, then we'll definitely take out some time and read Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. Because we know that that is most important. What we have achieved, this human form of life, is so rare. After going through so many species of life, one achieves this human form of life. And after achieving that also, to come to the path, spiritual understanding, to understand what is the goal of life, and to go more deeper, to get such literature, such knowledge, it is so rare. And our time is limited in this material world. We have been conditioned between birth and death, two segments of time. And sometimes the power of the material energy is so strong that it gives a thought that I am going to live eternally. Isn't it? We make so many plans every year. Okay, maybe I will expand my business. So many things influence. Definitely we should plan to expand Krishna consciousness movement, our aspirations. But at the same time, we should take out some time to understand, to go more deeper, to understand ourselves, to get connected with our real self. Then we will understand that how it is so important, and how this process of Krishna consciousness, developing that consciousness, is so important. Because when we develop that consciousness, Krishna consciousness is our original consciousness, Srila Prabhupada explains, that then we will not get affected. Otherwise, the anxieties of this mortal world are going to consume our consciousness. People are becoming unnecessarily depressed and anxiety, so many disorders, because they are so much disconnected from their own self. So therefore, this process brings us closer to the Supreme Lord, to that realistic understanding that time is such a powerful energy of the Supreme Lord, that it is very difficult to understand. It's not easy. Sometimes time is considered to be relative. Time is relative. It is considered past, present and future according to the relative conception of time. But what is time? If you ask anybody what is time, what will be the answer? They may look at the watch and say, okay, it is now 9:05. Or that is our concept of time. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, it goes beyond. It is not that we may celebrate a new year at one particular moment. It is just a moment. It has just changed. And we may consider as this year, new year or old year, it has gone. But does that affect the original time? It's not, time is not affected. We are affected. We are happy or sorrow because of the changes of time. So therefore, this concept of time has to be very properly understood. And Srimad Bhagavatam, it goes even into that details. It explains that it calculates time from atom. Our Pavaneshwar Prabhu and Prem Gaurang Prabhu will be soon traveling to US. We should congratulate them and wish them all the best, for they are going to present Vedic cosmology, which is they have studied from Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's books. And that concept is so wonderful. Those who are interested into scientific understanding, they can attend their seminars. There are a lot of hours and hours of presentations and seminars. So, of course, they are the authorities on all these subjects, time and creation and Vedic cosmology, planetary systems and how things change, movements of the sun, moon. So, in short, it is explained that what is time? The time covered by the sun in passing over an atom is calculated as atomic time. So that is already given in Srimad Bhagavatam. atomic time, and one smallest particle of the material elements, which cannot be divided further, is considered as an atom. And two atoms, when they come together, it becomes Renu. Atom, Anu, Renu. And when such two Renus come together, they become Tris Renu, or six atoms together, hexagonal. So it is explained that when time duration needed for integration of such three Tris Renus is called as Truti. These terms are now becoming almost obsolete. Many people they may not know also. But those who are staunch followers of astronomy and astrology and all that things, they are very particular at what time this thing happened. What is the time of a birth? That determines one's whole chart, horoscope chart. Because our calculations are so precise. Bhrigu Sanhita, which explains all the horoscope of almost all people, is already documented. So many, so therefore people, they search for Bhrigu Sanhita more. They want to understand what is my future, what is stored in me. So here, it is explained that how this process, even if it is practiced at an inauspicious time, sometimes we may think that time is auspicious, time is inauspicious according to certain configurations of planets and things like that. But for pure devotional service, nothing is inauspicious. Every moment is auspicious. Because the process of devotional service transcends one beyond time. It takes us beyond time. It is not limited by time. Any activity of this material world has a beginning and end, or the end. It ends at some time. Because it is a material activity. It is not a spiritual activity. And we want to become eternal. We want to become immortal. We don't want to die. We want to remain eternal. Because that is our natural position. The Atma, our real self, does not die. It has been existing before birth, and it will continue to exist after the death also. So therefore, this knowledge of Krishna consciousness is so important to understand ourself. And as soon as we desire that I want to understand who am I, what is my relationship with God, who is God, what is my relationship with God, and how to come out of this, as soon as we make that determination, as soon as we decide, that is like the zero moment of truth, Zimot. In material world this concept has come. As soon as one desires to buy some product or something like that, marketing strategies. So as soon as one desires that, it is considered that he is now coming closer to buy our product. And therefore, in today's world, everything has become online. People are selling products online and everything is becoming online. And of course, our Vaishnava Seva Prabhu is using this technology, same technology, making the classes online, live classes. So many devotees must be watching online classes because they feel that it is live. If it is dead, then nothing works. So there has to be life. So therefore, live classes are considered to be more important. If the same class is repeated the next day, there is very, very less attendance. So life has so value, so much importance. And when that soul makes the determination, okay, now I want to become more serious about Krishna consciousness. That is a moment of joy for the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is very happy that this soul has made that determination that he wants to come back to me. He doesn't want to remain in this material world. That is the zimot for the Supreme Lord. Of course, for him doesn't make any difference. But of course, Lord is also person. It is not that Lord is a very dry, stoic person and he doesn't have any emotions. He also has a lot of emotions. So therefore, whenever devotees are happy, happily serving, chanting, dancing, our Gauranga Priya Prabhu dances and makes everyone dance. So that creates a tremendous spiritual energy and Lord is also happy. So yesterday we saw that so many of our devotees were in the evening, they were doing kirtan, bhajan sandhya, to celebrate the new year. But of course our devotees are not affected by time. They are trying to purify the entire atmosphere. The entire atmosphere is getting filled with so much vibrations of passion and ignorance. So this vibration of the holy name purifies the entire universe. That is the power of the holy name. It is not for some limited space or something. The sound vibration travels through space and goes beyond. And it purifies the entire universe. And the more we hear attentively, the more we absorb ourselves more deeper, it is going to purify our consciousness. Because that is, the more we purify our consciousness, we are doing a greatest service. And therefore, there may be so many anarthas, unwanted things, which are troubling our mind. We have to give up them. That entire load, that baggage of the previous year, we have to leave behind. We should not carry forward that entire baggage in the new year. Right? Otherwise, the same thing, the same anxiety, same problems we are carrying forward. So anarthas, all these unwanted things, those should be given. That kind of anartha, the load-carrying mentality, that I am carrying some load every day and going on struggling, what I have to do? I have to just keep it aside. So there is no anxiety, no problem. But we are taking the entire load, carrying next forward, next year, again next year. So it takes away a lot of our energy. So therefore, when we hear about Krishna's pastimes, then we become light. Then we realize, oh, this unnecessary anxiety I was carrying for so many years, it's not going to happen. It is just in my mind. I'm just thinking about somebody, somebody is going to trouble me, or why he is doing like that, or why she is doing like that. So many anxieties we just keep storing in our mind. We have to just clean up everything. And when Lord Krishna was very young, very small child, he was very small child, Mother Yashoda was carrying him. So that time there was some ceremony, and a lot of priests had come and they were chanting mantras and for the auspiciousness, invoking auspiciousness. So that time Mother Yashoda, she thought that let me keep Lord Krishna very safe under one cart. There was one huge cart which was there. There were a lot of utensils, pots, brass pots, and so many articles were there on that cart. And she thought that let me keep Lord Krishna safe under this cart. He's crying a little bit, so let him be comfortable and sleep comfortably. And Krishna was also a little bit, because of all these mantras were getting chanted, he was falling a little bit asleep. So she had kept him under that cart. So at that time, this demon named Shakatasur, in fact, he had assumed this form of that cart. The yogis, he was kind of a yogi, different kind of yogi. He had assumed this form of a cart. Nobody can doubt that below some big vehicle or something there could be some danger, some article. But he had taken such form that nobody can identify that there is some danger here. And even Mother Yashoda, she had very easily she had kept him under that cart. Supreme Lord Krishna, he knows everything. He's a knower of past, present and future. He understood that this demon is there in this cart and he needs some purification. So Krishna started pushing his feet in the air. And at one point Krishna's feet, lotus feet, just touched that cart. And that cart just exploded and just made a huge cracking sound. And all the utensils just spread here, there, and just that cart assumed its original form, a demon. The demon died. And everyone was, oh, what happened? What happened? Everyone thought that, oh, whether Lord Krishna is safe, nothing happened to Lord Krishna. Well, Krishna doesn't have a mortal body, doesn't affect Krishna. And Krishna was, as usual, he was just playing and just, and there were some small children there, and they told, yes, Lord Krishna, he was pushing his feet in the air, and when he touched the cart, it broke. And there were elderly people and they were saying, what these children are saying? Is it possible? These children, they speak so many things and under the power of yoga maya, they could not believe that this could be Lord Krishna who has broken this cart. So our acharyas explain that this card, Shakatasur, represents that mentality, load-carrying mentality of previous life, of this life, old habits. That mentality, somebody's mobile is ringing, please. So that, when we hear such pastimes, we have to hear attentively and become more determined to give up those old habits. One has to be extremely determined to give old habits. Even if there is little inattentiveness, old habits will again take over. So therefore, one has to become more serious in Krishna consciousness and hear more attentively, absorb more self, increase that eagerness to hear. Then one will see the difference. Yes. When we make that choice, at that moment, Lord is so happy that you are now eagerly trying to hear Krishna Katha for purifying the heart. And it should be with lot of intensity. We should not think that I have many years. Don't worry. Don't tell me this philosophy. I have many years to live. I don't want to become serious immediately. I'll become serious after a few years. It will not happen. Or I want to become purified, but slowly, slowly. I don't want too much mercy at a time. I want mercy, but I don't want special mercy. Right? If I get too much special mercy, then I don't know what will happen. So let me become slowly, slowly purified. So therefore, it process will act according to our consciousness. If we are serious, Krishna will also decide, okay, he wants to become serious now. He will also take us seriously. Otherwise, he will not take us so seriously. So this process what Lord Krishna is giving is quite deep and scientific. Because what do we think? What we desire, ultimately we achieve that. If we think about Lord Krishna, we are going to achieve Lord Krishna. That is for sure. If that is our desire, that I want to go back home, back to Godhead, I don't want to come back in this material world, then Krishna will make that arrangement. He will bring in you in the association of devotees, where you can hear Krishna Katha, where you can practice Krishna consciousness. And that way the path will be so easy, so clear. And of course we should be carefully guarding against all the anarthas, all the challenges, because the material energy will not leave us easily. Material energy is also that powerful. We have to be thoroughly tested. Thoroughly purified. So even in the association of devotees, the material energy will come and disturb. We may find faults with devotees. We may think that why this is happening? Why he got the first chance? Right? Why he is doing the aarti of the festival day? Why he is offering garland to Prabhupada? Why not me? So many those thoughts will come. We may think in terms of our benefit. But we should be happy to see others happy. If somebody achieves mercy, we should be happy to see others happy. Because when you are happy, somebody will be happy. Is it okay? Is everyone got it? I'll repeat again. One should be happy to see others happy. Because when you are happy, somebody will be happy. Okay? Third time I will not repeat. You have to think about it. So, just a few more minutes. Today is also Disappearance Day of Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit, he was a reciter of Bhagavatam. And he was giving Bhagavat interpretation on the basis of Mayavad, impersonal realization. Mayavad, everything is Maya. So at that time, once he was reciting Bhagavatam, and Shivas Thakur, Shivas Pandit, he came in his Bhagavatam class. And when he was hearing Bhagavatam, the stories of Lord Krishna, Shivas Thakur was so much into high level of devotional service. He was crying. This ecstasy was overflowing. And the disciples of Devananda Pandit, they thought that this is a nuisance. This person is creating a nuisance in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So they draw him out. Shivas Thakur, they draw him out. They didn't realize what this person, what his level of ecstasy, what level of devotion he is going through. So, and Devananda Pandit, he did not take any objection. He allowed that to happen. Okay. He didn't pay much attention. Later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing by through that place where he was giving Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chastising Devananda Pandit. What are you doing? What you did with my devotee? So many ways he chastised, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Devananda Pandit. But of course at that time he did not realize that what is, he is getting such purification, he did not realize that. Later on, he received Vakreshwar Pandit at his home as a guest. And he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Vakreshwar Pandit. And he explained him the devotional purports. The devotion, I mean, through devotion, one can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Not scholastic understanding. One has that devotion, then Bhagavatam becomes very easy to understand. So, Devananda Pandit, he heard that. And he was transformed. His heart was transformed. He understood that, yes, through devotion only one can understand the Supreme Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has appeared here in Navadvip, Kuliagram. And he is giving his mercy to everyone. I also received that mercy in the form of chastisement. He was so fortunate. And in that way, he later on surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He understood that devotion service is higher. So, it is also explained that this Devananda Pandit was Bhaguri Muni in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard, Sabha Pandits. So today is his disappearance day. Today is also Ekadashi. Devotees are fasting from Ekadashi. It is also New Year. For devotees also, every day is a New Year because they celebrate, they keep hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and perfect our lives. Hare Krishna. I think I'm over time. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shloka ki jai.